How important is it to know your way around the map of the world? Chris Galechka, how important do you think geography is?
I think it's an incredible skill or field of knowledge for people to have. It's beyond just knowing, you know, where things are. It's your window. It's a way to understand, you know, the world, its people and history and things that affect all of us every day, from what we see on the news to, you know, what impacts, you know, how we go about our lives, how we earn our living.
And you earn your living by being the reference librarian at the Baylor University Law School, right?
Correct. I've been there for about 2 years now, and I really enjoy it. It plays to kind of what I like to do, which is answer people's questions. So I help professors with their research requests. I help any patrons that come in. I co-teach the intro to a legal research class there with the director and assistant director. And it's a great position. It's a great profession to be in. It's a great place to work.
How much would you say your success is related to the fact that you won the 1995 National Geographic Geography Bee?
Yeah, I guess it's hard to say that. I've kept it on my resume ever since I won it, and I keep telling myself, you know, once I finally get something more interesting on my resume, more recent, that I was going to drop it. But every single position I've applied to, and prior to coming here, I was an immigration attorney, and I was actually a high school social studies teacher. It always gets asked about. When I recall the interview I had at Baylor Law School, the one thing that the dean, who was part of the group that hired me, kept going back to what was that contest. So it's a fun little thing to include on it, and something I do enjoy talking about, sharing not just the win, but just my love of geography and learning and understanding the world.
Well, then don't ever take it off your resume, for heaven's sakes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what did you win? What was the question that you won with?
So the winning question was, and it's probably a little less obscure now than it was in 1995, but it was Pashto and Dari are the official languages of what landlocked mountainous Central Asian nation?
That's Afghanistan, right?
Correct.
All right. So in 95, I bet that was pretty obscure.
It was obscure enough for me to win the contest. So I guess I'm fortunate in that regard.
Now, you know, the National Geographic Society has these polls that, you know, tell us all these heartbreaking statistics, like most young Americans can't pick the United States out on a map. What do you think about all that?
I've heard these, you know, statistics all the time. Obviously, you'd like to see improvement in that, and you know, hopefully with contests like the Bee or you know, other opportunities for students to have fun with the topic, hopefully we can you know, improve that statistic.
Is there a particular part of the world that you're more expert on than others?
I mean, I guess I have a general fascination. One thing I probably focus or I'm interested the most on is Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union. My family background is from Poland. My dad was from Poland. My mom's parents were born there. And when I was an undergrad, I took 4 years of Russian on top of that. So I guess if there's an area that I'm particularly fascinated or interested in, that would be it.
So you knew where Donetsk was long before the current conflict in eastern Ukraine?
Yes, I did.
All right, well, I'm going to stump you with some Asia questions, all right?
Okay, go for it.
All right, so the capital of what country is Ulaanbaatar?
Mongolia.
Oh, man. The capital of Almaty, what country?
Well, Almaty was the capital of Kazakhstan, but several years ago they moved the capital to the city of Astana, which is the north-central part of the region. It was previously known as Akmola and previously to that known as Selenograd in Soviet times.
Oh, you are just too much. All right, here's your bonus question here, as if you need one. Do Mongolia and Kazakhstan border?
They almost border.
Oh, get out. You are too good.
There's a very short border between China and Russia. It's the four corners that just barely isn't, because China and Russia share a very small border at that point and keep Kazakhstan and Mongolia separate.
That is fantastic, Chris. That is truly superior. And you can barely see that little four corners China-Russia border between Mongolia and Kazakhstan on Google Maps. You have to really sort of go in on it to see that indeed what you're saying is absolutely correct. Do you have any idea how many miles that little border is there?
Yeah, I don't have those figures memorized, but I can tell you the one thing that sticks on my mind about that is that some years ago, I'd say about 10, 12 years ago, National Geographic did a magazine article on some feature or some people that live in that Altai region of Russia, and it just had a close-up image of that spot, and that's what stuck in my head. And I would say I would gather maybe 30 miles.
Yeah, it's probably something like that. Well, Chris, it's fantastic. How many cities do you know in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan?
You know, it's funny. I've been to about 38 states yet. I've not been to very many places in the in Michigan's own Upper Peninsula. I've been to Mackinac Island, St. Ignace, Sault Ste. Marie. I haven't been west of there. A good friend of mine is a city manager in the city of Lantz, which is in the western part of the UP. I also have a friend who went to Michigan Tech in Houghton. There are plenty of other cities in the UP. You know, there's Newberry and Manistique and Ishpeming and Menominee and Ontonagon, Copper Harbor, Eagle River.
All right. You're piling on now. Christopher, I want to wish you the best of luck, and you certainly have a geographic knowledge that we all can aspire to.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you here today.
Christopher Galechka won the 1995 National Geographic Bee, then known as the National Geography Bee, which is now going on in Washington, D.C. He is now Baylor Law School's reference librarian. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Who can compete with Chris there? But do you think you know your way around the globe? You can take the Takeaways Geography Quiz at thetakeaway.org. The importance of geography? Elizabeth, New Jersey. It matters like knowing your multiplication tables matters. You don't need the skills to navigate without Google Maps until you do. Grand Prairie, Texas. Knowing geography helps us understand cultural diversity. It's certainly relevant when it comes to understanding political agendas nationally and worldwide. Not learning geography would only serve to further enhance growing American ignorance. That said, Google Maps is the best.
Hi, this is Nikki Curry from Massapequa Park. Geography matters for credibility when discussing world events, but other than that, fortunately or not, I don't think it really does.
Hi, this is Arisa from Stillwater, Oklahoma. Yes, geography matters in the same way history matters. We're connected by stories that have been affected by geography. We can understand each other better, especially in a country full of people from such diverse backgrounds, if we have some clue about each other's stories.
Hi, this is Holly in Portland, Oregon. I think geography matters even more now. History, social networks, human work, environmental impacts are all accessible to all of us by knowing geography. Not everyone has internet, and we still have places where Wi-Fi is not available. So I see geography as all about our Earth and therefore vital.
You can show off your geography skills. No cheating on Google Maps there. 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's our number. Much more at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.